As Pavlov heads into its second week of eruptions, it's been getting harder to tell just what's going on at the volcano. Rick Wessels is a geophysicist for the Alaska Volcano Observatory. His best guess is more of the same.
And we're assuming that it's still erupting, still putting out a low-level ash plume like it's been doing. Unfortunately, with the cloudy weather, we haven't been able to look at the plume or the volcano itself over the past 24 hours or so.
One thing is certain, volcanic ash is bad for airplanes. Ash can scratch up sensitive equipment, and if it gets into a plane engine, it has to be painstakingly cleaned out to prevent damage. Knowing that, Penn Air and Grant Aviation have both been leery of flying in Southwest Alaska. Penn Air grounded its whole fleet on Monday, and then sent a few flights to Dillingham, King Salmon, Unalakleet, and McGrath yesterday. Brian Karakaburu, Penn Air's head of operations, said he hoped to continue restoring service today.
Possibly we'll be able to get airplanes past King Salmon down towards Sandpoint, Cold Bay, and Dutch.
But getting out to the Aleutians is a little more complicated because of ash and also because of bad weather.
You know, you can imagine that ash going up and then you have a big low pressure going around in circles like a big mixing bowl that takes that ash and, you know, kind of disperses it all around. And that's kind of what we've got now over the whole Bering Sea. So that's why we're being, you know, just being so cautious.
Grant Aviation has had to delay and cancel flights in the Aleutians and around Bristol Bay, too. Owner Woody Richardson says Grant is trying to consider each flight individually, canceling on a case-by-case basis instead of shutting down entire routes. The charter flights Grant usually runs between Anchorage and Unalaska are a different story. They're pretty much on hold until ash clears up past King Salmon and Dillingham. That's bad news for stranded travelers, who are looking for an alternative to regular passenger service on Penn Air. As of Tuesday afternoon, Penn Air had 314 passengers waiting in Anchorage to travel on to Southwest Alaska. Molly Shea is one of them. She was on vacation in Mexico when Pavlov started erupting. By the time she was ready to fly home to Unalaska on Penn Air, ash emissions were starting to disrupt flights.
Now I wish that I had just stayed because the hotels in Anchorage are so outrageous right now.
Shea says she's paid more than $300 to stay in Anchorage over the last 2 days, and counting. One thing Penn Air and Grant have exactly in common, they're not offering any kind of vouchers or discounts to customers affected by the volcanic eruptions. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.